You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When you buy that bouquet of flowers for that someone special, do you know where those flowers are usually grown? Colombia? The Netherlands? How about right in your own community? A new group based in Ann Arbor has expanded upon the burgeoning local food movement to include locally grown flowers. It's called the Michigan Flower Growers Cooperative. Once a week, from spring to fall, the co-op allows growers to sell wholesale to floral designers, florists, and distributors. Many of these flower growers work full-time jobs, so the co-op lets them drop off their lilies, daisies, and tulips and then come back later to pick up a check. Stateside's Danny Hensel visited the market before it closed for the season, and he brought us back this audio postcard.
Flower pods are totally edible.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. The ones before they turn and form a bead.
Hi, my name's Amanda Mauerman. I wear many different hats for the co-op. I'm one of the founding members. I'm a board member. I'm the current market manager, and I'm a grower, and I'm a buyer.
We're a farmer-owned cooperative, so all of these farms are either in Ann Arbor, Detroit, Ypsilanti, and even south of us. As far as buyers go, we have a mix of studio florists as well as retail flower shops. And then, as you saw today, we also have some DIY folks coming who are doing events for friends or, you know, brides who want to do their own flowers for their weddings. And so we're a great source for them to get a variety of flowers at a wholesale price.
We have kale, which is nice greenery for bouquets. We have some marigolds as well, some zinnias. We also have some sage. I'm Christopher Hallett, and I work at Growing Hope. It's incredible to be able to drop flowers off here and see people walking around and buying them and, yeah, having that network already in place.
Yeah.
She names each bouquet different funny names.
Really?
I don't even know about funny.
How do you do that?
She names this one Roy G. Bibb. That's hilarious.
My name's Liz Saul McGregor. I am actually getting flowers for my sister's wedding.
I am Jeanette, and I'm here helping her. I'm really impressed with the diversity that's here. Color and just the quality. Really impressive. Look at this kale. I mean, these are perfect.
It's so amazing. I mean, I don't know. I'm a huge advocate for resilience and being able to have what we need as much as possible in our community. So to get flowers that are grown here by our farmers, it's priceless.
Do you know what those are?
Those are asters.
Those are asters?
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Oh, I know.
This was necessary. This was necessary not just because local flowers are due their time, but because there's a lot of small and independent growers who really need support and need a viable business, and flowers are it.
I'm Marilyn Crowley. I'm a grower for the Flower Cooperative. My farm is Pistol Production. I found out about this group in spring, and I didn't plan to have this opportunity to sell so many flowers, so I didn't have that much to sell this year because I just grew enough flowers for myself and my friends. But next year I'm going to grow only flowers in my property. It gives me the benefit of not having to be here or sit at a farmer's market. So I work full-time. After my day job, I come home on a Tuesday, I harvest, and then I drop off all the flowers before work, and then they handle all of the sales and I get a check.
The market currently is every Wednesday from 8 to 11 a.m. The series ran from July through October, and next year for 2018, we're going to start in April. We've reached our sales goal for the first year already. Grower payouts have been great. Our growers are very happy and are very jazzed about getting together to talk about what we're going to plant for next year.
Oh, well, enjoy the flowers.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited. Thanks.
The Flower Cooperative reopens in April 2018. You can get more information at michiganradio.org.